And the headlines in this section. Staff at First Eastern Buses raise money for a children's hospice. A call for more greenbelt around the city. And two stories for those who like to keep fit. The Sports Relief Games and the Junior Park Run. But we begin with a charity challenge.
An imposing building which forms a key part of Norwich's skyline provided the stunning backdrop for an exhilarating charity challenge. 80 people, including members of the staff from the Norfolk Museum Service, went over the top at the Norwich Castle by abseiling down the landmark building to raise money for Cancer Research UK. Sarah Alden, 52, a dressage trainer from Easton, who completed the challenge with her son James, said, "It's a really good charity and it's a challenge as well. I've been very poorly recently, and then you get better and think that you've got to grasp everything that you can and really make the most of things. I have to say it was scary at times, but exhilarating. I'm really glad I did it. It's a great achievement." As a teaching assistant at a primary school, Jo Meadows may sometimes be driven up the wall by her pupils. But on Saturday, some of the children from Bignold Primary in Norwich watched as she abseiled down the walls of the castle and was ice cool enough to give a wave while dangling on a rope. Miranda Rowlands, 43, from Spixworth, took part in the challenge as part of the museum service team, dubbed the Norman Knights. She said, "It's the most terrifying thing I've ever done in my life, and I've done some daft things." She added, "My mum had breast cancer last year and thank goodness survived, so I wanted to give something back to the charity." Tom Bamford, local fundraising manager for the charity, said it hoped to raise more than £25,000 from the event.
Staff at a bus company have raised more than £2,000 to help fund the building of a new children's hospice. Members of First Eastern Counties secured £2,200 in funds after launching a scheme in the build-up to Christmas. The company organised free bus tours of the city, dubbed Rudolph's Routemaster, and invited passengers to donate to East Anglia's children's hospices, each for short, through collection buckets. First Eastern Counties ran four tours a day during the week. James Bacon of Each said, "Rudolph's Routemaster was a great success and we're looking forward to continuing our close working relationship with the terrific team at First. We're hugely grateful for their continued support." Each hopes to build a brand new hospice at Framingham Earl to replace its existing site at Quiddenham. The bus company has announced plans to launch a new service which would stop at the site as part of a route from the city centre to Poringland. The service will start on April the 4th. David Jordan, the marketing manager of First Eastern Counties, said, "We're really pleased with how successful this event was and the support we received from the public who got into the festive spirit with a ride on Rudolph's Routemaster."
A pressure group is calling for land encircling Norwich to be designated as greenbelt to mitigate an immediate threat to the countryside. The Norfolk branch of the Campaign to Protect Rural England, CPRE, has launched a Green Belt for Norfolk petition, which has gained more than 500 signatures in its first week. Government Green Belt policy was established in 1955, primarily to stop urban sprawl, and the nearest designated Green Belt to Norwich is in Cambridge. It does not forbid development, but aims to preserve the character of historic towns and assist urban regeneration. Members of the CPRE Norfolk said the risks of development springing up was greater than ever as work progressed on the Northern Distributed Road, the NDR, dual carriageway from the A47 at Postwick to the A1067 north of Taverham.
Hundreds of people came together in Norwich to take part in events for sport relief. Norwich was one of only six cities in the UK that hosted a Sainsbury's Sport Relief Games, joining London, Belfast, Cardiff, Glasgow and Sheffield. The event was held at the Sports Park at the University of East Anglia and involved a combination of running, swimming and cycling events. Sport Relief raises funds for Comic Relief, with half the money spent in the UK and half internationally. People of all ages took part in the events, with all the places for the swimathon booked up ahead of the day, and other people opting to run or walk either a 1, 3, or 6 mile course, or cycle a 3 mile route. Professional warm-up activities were provided by Bread and Butter Theatre, and entertainment around the route helped to boost the spirits of participants. Edward Beek, aged 8, from Thorpe St Andrew, took part in the 3 mile running event with his mother Christine. He said, "It was quite easy. It was a bit scary to start with because there were a lot of people and I've not run that far before. It was about stamina and strength." The day also included an event village at the UEA put together by Active Norfolk, where free activities included rugby taster sessions, a cricket factory, a football speed kick, sports massages, and golf extreme. Lewis Cook, Culture and Events Officer at Norwich City Council, said, "It's going really well. People are really enjoying it." Ali Minto from Sport Relief said, "People of Norfolk are actually raising money for other people who might need that money and live in Norfolk."
It is the weekly event that can become an addiction and has helped hundreds of youngsters and their parents get into shape. Norwich Junior Park Run celebrated its first anniversary with medals and cakes for its 192 finishers. The free event, which sees children aged 4 to 14 run a 2,000-meter course around Eaton Park, has become one of the most popular of its kind in the UK, with children coming back week after week to have fun and try and beat their personal best. One junior park run veteran, Aidan Banfield, 13, was acting as a volunteer yesterday. He said, "I just really like it. I get addicted to it. It forms a habit. I have definitely found my running is better now, and I'm doing park runs." A number of first-timers took part in the anniversary event and said they plan to come back again. Avenue Junior School pupil Joe Moore, 8, said, "I like the fact it tells you how far you have gone and in what time. It felt a bit scary, but it was fun. It was quite difficult." His brother Gabriel, 11, agreed the event was fun and said he wanted to come back too. Andrew Lane, the founding event director, said the junior run, a sibling of the 5,000-metre senior event that takes place on Saturdays, had exceeded all his expectations. Joe Phillips, the current event director, said that many people were surprised by how well the youngest children did running 2 kilometres. Asked about the future of the event, she said, "It would be great if we could become a much bigger community event and reach out to families who might not usually be inclined to come somewhere like this."